That's pretty incredible. Two guys from about half an hour apart are running Iowa's defense.
Yeah, you know, it's just the way things worked out, and you know, it's just probably more of a coincidence than anything. But you know, couldn't ask for you know, a better guy in front of me.
Didn't you guys come close to beating, not maybe close to beating Solon, but you were competitive against them in high school when they were just destroying everybody?
No, I wouldn't say that, but you know, I think we gave them a better run than most people did in our, you know, I think it was my junior year of high school. You know, I think we came within, you know, maybe three touchdowns, whatever, which was, I mean, that's not close, but, you know, I think it was a better effort than most teams had given them that year.
What are you guys seeing from Michigan with, I mean, the dynamic pass offense? You know, Gallon's good. He went for a score record a couple weeks ago in Funchess. What are you guys seeing on film?
Yeah. You know, they got playmakers all over the place. You know, up front, you know, they've got some, you know, some question marks, and they've been, you know, mixing guys around. But, you know, their skill athletes are, you know, they're Michigan-type athletes. So, you know, they're always going to be there, and, you know, they're always going to have them. And, you know, Devin Gardner, he's doing a great job of, you know, mixing up with run and pass. And he's a guy that can beat you with his legs, too, if you give him enough time. And, you know, it's going to be a tough test for us.
Does it help going into his game knowing that you've already gone him as opposed to a lot of teams that have been facing them this year, that this is the first time?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that game last year, I think, you know, kind of caught us off guard a little bit with what they did with, you know, with, you know, putting him and, you know, at a quarterback. I think that was one of his first starts that he had that year. So, you know, as far as that, you know, we kind of know what to expect from him. But, you know, it's the film shows, you know, most of that. So, you know, we're just going to have to be ready for him.
How much of a role does a guy like Greg Morris play here in your program? As far as, like, what he does for you guys, I know, obviously, his title's the equipment manager.
Sure.
But just the bond that you all are able to develop with him.
Definitely. You know, he's a great guy, and, you know, he's a great human being. You know, he's somebody that, you know, that we're around quite a bit. You know, we're always, you know, asking him for stuff, and, you know, he's always, you know, making sure that we're safe and everything with our equipment and stuff like that. So it's just, he's a guy that we see on a daily basis and, you know, get to interact with on a daily basis. And, you know, he's a great guy, and, you know, he's, you know, a great friend as well.
When you do get a chance to interact with him, do you see similar traits in him, or like, do you see traits in him that lead you to think, yep, that's definitely like what James, like, it just kind of rubs off?
Yes and no. You know, I think, you know, definitely James has some Greg in him, you know, just as far as you know, the very detail oriented, you know, they're always getting things done on time and things like that, and always, you know, a stickler about those kind of things, which is what you want. And yeah, so definitely I can see some, you know, similarities between the two.
What do you see Saturday being like for him, considering he's seen so many senior days over his career, and now on Saturday James is going to be introduced, and he's going to have that opportunity to be out there?
Sure. Yeah, I think you know, I think it'll be a little different for him. You know, probably be a little more emotional than, you know, he's seen over the past 15 years of being here, which is, you know, he's the, you know, the dad aspect is going to come out in him rather than just the equipment manager. So that'll be a little different for him, and I'm sure, you know, he's thinking the same thing. And you know, it'll just be a, you know, a special moment for those two.